Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, good evening. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. It is a beautiful evening on December 17th, 2020, and we're about to say goodbye to this incredible year that has been 2020. We are in the last 2 weeks of December, and I have to say this has been an extraordinary adventure being a part of this year, the chaos, the pandemic, and everything that went along with it. And, one could say that it has been tough. It has been. But it also has been enlightening and in a very profound way. You got an opportunity, I think, to manage for yourself who you were going to be about life, because life really got serious. It really did. You know, the whole thing with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 situation really got you present to how, you know, we operate like we have control, but we don't. We don't have control of anything. It's in God's hands. And, you know, whether or not, you know, we actually live our life powerfully has everything to do with how we respond when adversity strikes in life. You know, and adversity has struck in the form of the coronavirus. So I hope that you are safe. I hope that you and your family are well. And my experience is that, you know, people everywhere in the United States, in other countries, they're all dealing with the coronavirus. So, you know, this is wishing you health and security, safety in this year as we come to a close and begin to open up for 2021. I'm Pam Heath, and I am the Yes Coach. And every week on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we actually we examine the energy and the power of the world of yes. I call it a science because it really is a science. It's the same kind of science that when you study gravity or balance or any kind of law of the universe. Yes is a law of the universe, I say. And when you're coming from the energy of yes, anything is possible. So I'm here today. This is going to be one of the last shows of 2020. I've had this podcast since 2016, and, you know, each year I reflect on what I'm setting up for the next year. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today is vision boards. I usually create a vision board for each year, and I want to talk a little bit about the creation of vision boards and what it is to have them be powerful, and what you need to pull together in order to make a vision board. I recommend that you do your vision board every year, like I do, and you can have more than one. You can have more than one vision board. You can have a vision board for your overall life, which, you know, has different categories and, you know, different – life is not linear. Life is very, very holographic. It's kind of like the three-dimensional chess that you see the characters playing in Star Trek. The vision board should capture all the areas of your life that are important to you, your family, your loved ones, your career, your romance, your fun, the things that you desire for life. I'm going to be having a workshop. Normally every year I hold a vision board party. I've done that every year except for this year. Because of the pandemic, I did not hold a party. And I have people over, or I go over to a friend's house, and we bring all the materials, the boards, the magazines, so we can cut pictures, glue sticks, and we put together vision boards. And I'm going to be doing a workshop. I decided to record myself doing this workshop, and then I'm going to put it online so that people can have access to creating for themselves their own vision board. And during the workshop, which is going to be held on Saturday at 1 p.m., December 26th, and I'm going to be recording it, but then I'm going to post it in the New Age Guild so people can watch it. And I'm also going to give away prizes. So the workshop, during the time of the workshop, if you finish your vision board completely, you know, from scratch, you can't come with it almost finished, come to the workshop with your materials, your board, your glue stick, your scissors, your magazines, everything you need to create the vision board. And if you finish your vision board by the end of the workshop, then three of the people who finish are going to get prizes. So stay tuned. It's going to be, you know, I'm going to promote it on the New Age Guild website. I'm going to be holding it. It's going to be a Zoom, so you're going to have to register if you want to attend. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be building your vision board for your life. And I'm going to be giving you tips and hints on how to activate the law of attraction so that the things on your board you will find come to you throughout the year. My recommendation is that you build one main vision board for your life, for the things that you want to achieve that year. In order for you to build your board, you're going to have a sense of what you want to achieve. So I'm going to provide for you a checklist so that you can know what it is that you need to have in order for your vision board to work. Again, this is the Science of Yes podcast. I'm here every week on Thursdays. Callers are welcome if you want to call in and ask questions. The number to call in is 760-888-5700. I am a life coach and a business strategist. I help people arrange their lives and build their business. I help people sort out for themselves what they're up to. I do it from a positive mindset. I train my clients to say yes to whatever it is that they envision for their life. My background is in personal development, team management, communications, and I've spent years leading programs, empowering people to achieve their best results in life. So I take what my skill set is, which is empowering people, and I help you have the life you love. I just published a book. It's called Say Yes, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. And my goal in life, my mission, is that you have what you dream of. Say yes to life. So you can visit my website. It's www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. Visit my website. You can download my ebook, which is called The Yes Blueprint, Scale Your Business to Win. And you can come on my program any week and get answers to your questions regarding starting your business or creating a business plan or anything around getting your business going. I can support you. If you're a conscious professional, meaning that you're someone who's a creative artist or you're a psychic, a medium, a tarot reader, someone who is in the finer arts or the, you know, the spiritual arts, I can help you get your business going, because a lot of times people who provide that service have a hard time, you know, getting their business going, having their you know, business be successful. And that's what I specialize in. So I encourage you and I invite you to check in, to listen in every week. And if you like the show, if you enjoy it, if you feel like you want to support us, then please favorite the show before you leave. The best thing for us on Blog Talk Radio to show that you enjoy a program is to favorite it, which is like when you put a like on Facebook. When you go on Blog Talk Radio and favor a show, then it is essentially you're saying that the show is you enjoy the show. And let's have more, please. So number one, I'm going to talk a little bit about what you're going to need to put together for your vision board. And intentionally, I'm having this conversation because I am having a workshop on Saturday the 26th. I want you to be able to come to that workshop prepared for what you need to bring. So the workshop is about creating a vision board. So you're going to need to gather together these materials. You need the actual poster board itself. You can get those at Staples or Office Depot. Even Walmart has them. The size is not important, not really, not to me. You can whatever size you feel you want. They have the boards that that fold, which might be something that might be of interest to you if you want to keep it to yourself. You know, you don't want people walking in your house. Like, let's say you have a studio apartment, and when someone enters the studio apartment, they just walk into, you know, and they see everything that's in there. And you don't want people looking at your vision board. That's fine. You don't have to be concerned about that. Go ahead and purchase one of the boards that folds. So you can buy a board, and it has sides that fold in so others can't see what's on there. Or you can get just a plain white board, one that allows you to paste on it, because you're going to be gluing things onto the board. You need scissors, and you need newspapers and magazines, because you're going to be cutting pictures out. Now, when you go to cut out the pictures, you want to get a sense of what it is that you are trying to achieve for yourself. In your life. So like, for instance, let's say that you have a goal to lose weight. And inside of that goal to lose weight, what you want is to, there's like weight loss magazines that you could get where you have pictures of people in running outfits. You have pictures of people exercising. Maybe you put that on your vision board. Maybe you put on your vision board a picture of yourself at your current weight, and then you find the perfect or the most ideal body shape that you desire. And then you take that, cut it out of the magazine, and then take a picture of yourself and cut the little head off and put it on that body. And that way, on your board, there's a picture of you the way you currently are and the picture of you with the body that you're most wanting to have. And you can go from there. Now, having said that, the other thing that you can take on is let's say you want a romantic liaison. You want somebody to come and, you know, be your lover, your significant other. You want a relationship. So, you know, let's say that, for instance, you are a woman looking for a man. So you might go to GQ. If that's the kind of guy you're looking for, you might go to GQ and say, hey, you know, where's my ideal man? I want a picture of him. You cut that out and you take glue and you glue that onto the board. And whether or not it remains, you know, on the board all year long, or whether or not you change it up as your feelings change, is up to you. But you should put on the board what you truly want, not what you think you could possibly have. Like, in other words, don't limit it by your limitations of what you think can have. You want to be looking for, you know, what do I want? What is it that I want from a man? The guy who I envision is my ideal lover, my ideal companion, my ideal partner, friend, you know, all of those, you know, aspects. Find a graphic or a picture that, you know, calls that out and glue it onto the board. Cut it out of the magazine or the newspaper and glue it out of the door. You can even these days, you know, you can go online and find pictures and print them out and put them, glue them to the board. So for me, I have put cards, like if I'm wanting a certain car and working out to achieve that car, I put it on the board. If you want, I'm trying to think what other things you can put on the board. What goes on the board is what you want, anything you want. It's all available to you. When you make the board, okay, you either way, some people like to put in the middle, in the very middle, a little small mirror. When you put a little small mirror in the middle, when you look at the board, you look at yourself, and it's in the middle, it's kind of fanning out to the things that you're hoping for, that you're wishing for, that you're envisioning. So that's up to you if you want to do that. It's also up to you whether or not you want to put things neatly in symmetrical form, or if you just want to make a collage where they're just thrown on there, hodgepodge, higgly-piggly. That works. Whatever you want on your board, it's your board, it's your expression, and there's nothing else to do except, you know, take that on. It's your board. So now that we've said that, what we want to do is we want to take a look at everything that you are hoping to achieve with your board. You know, what's the bottom line of what you are hoping to create with your vision board? You know, a lot of people, they sometimes, you know, they live their life from day to day. They go to work. They come home. They make dinner. They watch TV. And for them, that's life. And they have dreams and they have desires and they have hopes. It's kind of like, you know, if you remember years ago, the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And if you remember Charlie, the boy who won the golden ticket and got to go to the factory, he lived with his grandfather, and his grandparents all slept in the same bed. They lived in a one-room apartment, and they had one huge bed in the middle of the room. They all slept in the same bed. So, you know, even if that's how you live your life, you can dream. You can dream and you can look to see what you want. If you want to get a house, if you want to buy your first house and you don't know how you're going to do it, you just know you want it, then you can take on, okay, well, let's see how I'm going to go about getting this house. Let's take it out. Let's see how this house is going to come to be. And taking it on and having it for you that it's going to take place, it's going to happen, it's a done deal, is the best way to go about creating your vision board. You know, I believe in vision boards. I think that vision boards are important, and I encourage you to do one every year. And when you take on your vision board, I encourage you to do it with the understanding that anything you want, you can have. Anything that you are creating is available to you. So your vision board can be achieved effortlessly. You know, it's not just a function of, yes, you must believe, you know, click your heels together three times and say there's no place like home. It's not like that. Whatever it is that you want, if you focus your attention on it, it's kind of like when you make a decision that you're going to buy something. You say to yourself, okay, it's time for me to buy a new car. I think I'm going to get a Toyota Camry. And so you get in whatever car you're currently driving to go drive to the Toyota dealer. And on the way to the dealership, you start to notice that there is nothing but Toyota Camrys on the road as you move towards, you know, the dealership. There's only Toyota Camrys. That's all you see. And you're like, whoa, what happened? Did somebody let up a fleet of Toyota Camrys just because I was leaving the house? No, 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 that's not what happened. What happened was it's now distinguished for you that you are interested in Toyota Camrys. You see, the Toyota Camrys were already there. They have always been there. But now that you focus your energy and your intention on them, the Toyota Camrys come to the forefront and you notice them everywhere. And it's the same thing with your vision board. Once you've said, I want this, you've said it out loud, you've put it on your vision board, and you've put your vision board somewhere where you can see it every day. I like to put it in my bedroom, you know, that you want it where you can always look at it. Now those things that you are wanting, those things that you are striving to achieve, they're distinguished for you, and they start to come to the forefront because that's the way life works. That's the way life works. When you set out to achieve a goal, when you set out to produce a result, when you focus your energy and your full intention on it is when you achieve your best result. So my encouragement to you is that you look to yourself and you look to see, what do I need to do to create the world that I love, the life of my dreams? If you focus your attention on that, you will achieve that. Without a doubt, guaranteed, I promise. So, again, this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Tonight we're talking about creating your vision board for 2021. And I'm going to be holding a workshop. It's going to be a Zoom. Look for the invitation on the New Age Guild website. I can also send you an invitation if you ask me to. You can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's my name, Pam Heath, at yescoach4u.com. Send me an email and ask me to send you an invitation to the workshop. I will send you one. If you are on my social media page, which is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, you can also post there and send me a message asking me to send you an invitation to the Vision Board workshop that's taking place on Saturday, December 26th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please don't hesitate to ask for an invitation. Again, if anyone completes their vision board during the workshop, you're going to get prizes. I'm giving away prizes. So let's build our vision boards together. I can't wait to play with you. And having the conversation about the vision board for me is exciting. I've been looking forward to this all year. I usually do a vision board party, and I haven't because of coronavirus. So this is going to be basically my vision board party. And what else? We talk every week. You know, sometimes I read a chapter out of my book that was just published in June. Sometimes I talk a little bit about the energy of yes. Sometimes what I do discuss on here has to do with how to utilize the energy of yes so that you can have the things you want in life. And having what you want in life is what life is all about. I want you to understand that the energy of yes exists in the universe. I don't bring it, you know, me personally, Pam Heath. It's already there. And what I'm encouraging you to do is to tap into it, to tap into the energy of into whatever it is you want. And I know some of you struggle, and especially now during the coronavirus pandemic environment that we're all in, many of you have lost your jobs. You've been furloughed or you've been laid off or you've been, you know, sent to work from home with the lesser hours. So you're struggling right now and it's hard. What do you want? I encourage you to utilize your vision board to create the life of your dreams. It doesn't have to be something that you hold back on because you're concerned that you can't have it. Let the good times roll, you know, go buck wild. If you want that car, that house, that guy, that gal, whatever you want, put it on your vision board. Look for the graphic, the image, the picture that most distinguishes your desire in the matter, and take that glue stick and glue it on your board. And if you want to, you can even break up your vision board into months. I want this by January. I want this by February. Whatever floats your boat, because it's your vision board. You're the one who's going to have it be as powerful as you want it to be. And I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, they don't think vision boards work because they don't believe that you can just make something happen because you put it, glue it onto a piece of board, cardboard or something. They don't believe it. And I'm here to tell you, I believe that you can create whatever it is that you want to create. Create it on your vision board, create it in your speaking, create it however it occurs for you. Create it. I want you to know that life was set up so that you could win. I promise you, so that you could win. Win on your vision board. Pretend that it's bibbidi bobbidi boo. Pretend that you are going to have the vision board be the gateway to the life of your dreams. Have the vision board be the thing that's the bridge between you and the life you desire more than anything else. That on? Are you willing to take that on? Say yes. So what else about the vision board? This is Pam Heath. I am the Yes Coach, and I'm here, I'm talking about creating vision boards. I'm talking about the workshop that I'm going to be doing on December 26th at 1 o'clock. You can come on live or you can ask for the recording. It's going to be a Zoom meeting, and I'll send you an invitation to the link. Just you can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. I'll send you the link. Or you can go on my social media and send me a direct message, and I will send you the link. Whatever is there for you, please take it on. I want you to know that for me, the most important thing is that you be clear about what needs to happen so that your life be given by the vision board. Okay? So having said all that, and I'm kind of winding up on the conversation on the vision board, I just want to make sure that everybody's clear that even if you don't believe in the vision boards, I invite you to attend the workshop and see if there's anything that you might hear that you didn't know about the building of the vision board. You might hear something surprising for you. Now, I also want to make sure that you come ready to build your vision board. Come ready to build your vision board. Come with your board, magazines, newspapers, scissors, glue stick. You can get images off the internet. You can, if you have a printer. Some of you, I know you have a printer. You know, go ahead and get images from the internet. What you're looking for is pictures that define for you what you want, as far as your body, as far as your career, as far as, you know, your home. You know, years ago, I saw in a magazine spread, Robin Williams' home that he built up in Napa Valley years ago. It's sold, you know, many times over since his death, but I fell in love with it. It showed the whole spread, the outside, the inside. He had a home theater. He had fields growing great for wine. And it was just an incredible estate. I fell in love with that. And, you know, how long ago was that? Because he died, when did he die? 2013, 2012, somewhere in there he died. And I've always put that estate on my vision boards, every single vision board I have. I don't know that I'm ever going to own that house, but I know what house I want to own. I want a house just like that. I think his house, I'm going to Google it real quick. I think it's called House of Smiles, but it's in Espanol. House of Smiles. Let me see. I think his house was called the House of Smiles. Let me see. What is this? Well, it shows that I'm seeing it here, but it's not saying the name. I know it's called House of Smiles, but it says it in Espanol. So, Villa Sorriso, that's the name. Villa Sorriso, the House of Smiles. And if you Google it, this is the house that I'm talking about. It's always on my vision boards. I create it. I print out from the internet images of it. I've seen the inside of it through magazine spreads. And the incredible pool, the home theater, just unbelievable. And I think he sold it before he died, I think. But I dream about that house. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I expect to own it one day. I really do. I expect that's going to be my house. Why? I don't know. It just struck me that from the day I saw it, I knew I wanted that house. I knew I wanted that house. So it's on my vision board. You find a house like that for you. Find a house that lights you up. When you look at it, you know you're going to be living there one day. Find a house that you want to own and then put it on your vision board. Put it on your vision board. And the same thing about a car. 3 years ago, I put a car on my vision board. It was a Nissan Rogue. At that time, the year was 2016. And I bought a Nissan Rogue in 2018, and I forgot it was on my vision board because I keep my vision boards. I have a place where I store all my vision boards. I don't throw them away. And the other day I was looking for something, and I cleared out the closet where I keep all these vision boards, and I happened to pick up the one that had the Nissan Rogue on it. And I remembered that I had put that on my vision board, and that's the car I got, and I had totally forgotten that I was creating that to be my next car. So the same thing with anything that you want for yourself. You want that particular job. I know some of you are working at a job because it's a job. I mean, it's better to have a job and to be making money than to not have a job and be on unemployment worrying about where next dime is coming from. But you have a dream job. You have a job that you would love to have. And I'm not just talking about getting paid to play video games. I mean, that's everybody's dream job, I think. But a job where you actually are doing what you love to do. You get paid plenty of money to do it, and you do it on your terms, how you want, and it goes, everything goes your way. You're not even, like, managed by a boss. That's how dreamy this job is. This job is just, like, the ultimate job. You work how you want to work. You work whatever hours you want to work. You do what you want to do. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of job I'm talking about. That's the job you're dreaming about, and that's the thing you want to do. You can look for images on the internet, or you can go get one of the things you can do is you can go get graphics from that industry. Let's say it's the entertainment industry. Let's say you want to be an actor or an actress. God bless you, honey, but, you know, that's what you want, right? You know that Jim Carrey, before he became famous, he went, you know, and wrote himself a check for $2 million and made it out to himself and said that that's where he was gonna start making that kind of money. And, you know, other people in the industry have shared that they did similar things, creating for themselves, you know, how it was going to be in the future. You can take that on in your vision board. If you want to be an actor or actress, find an actor or actress that appeals to you. If you want to get your hair done in a certain style, but you can't afford it, let's say you want a Brazilian, you know, weave or something, and it costs $800 and you have to save up for it, but, you know, you don't know in the current environment with the pandemic and everything else, you just don't know how long it's going to take you. By the time you, you know, create the income, they're not even doing them anymore. And you might be saying to yourself, oh, my God, I really want this, but I don't see how I'm going to be able to get it. You know, all of that, yes, 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 all of that, okay? You can have the image, the graphic, the picture of it on your vision board. And let me say one last thing about the vision board, and then I'll move on, because I am having a workshop, and there's going to be a lot we talk about during the workshop. But, you know, holding in your space, in your energy, in your mind, what you want for yourself in your future is a very, very powerful technique that, you know, I can't emphasize enough. You say you want something. What are you willing to do to get it? Are you willing to give up the disempowering belief that you can't have it? If you are willing to give up the disempowering belief that you cannot have that thing, I promise you that you can have anything you want. So let's create vision boards for 2021. Let's do it in the spirit of positivity, power, passion. Let's have 2021 ring in. I've heard a lot of conversations from a lot of people, and they say that the coming year is bringing in a lot of power. I know that we've been experiencing some huge breakdowns. I know that we have. And, you know, being that 2021 is the year that we get to the other side of the COVID situation, it could be the year when you finally have everything you desire. You know, there's very few people that are around right now that haven't experienced loss of friends or relatives due to COVID. And it's a very sad situation. You know, but let me tell you, it's completely, completely doable for you to have 2021 be your best year ever. It's going to be your best year ever. So let's take that on. Why not? Let's take that on. Let's have 2021 be your year where you experience more joy. You will experience everything that you've ever wanted. You know, where you experience everything there is to experience. Let's have it. Let's have it be that way. So this is Pam Heath. I am the Yes Coach. And I am here on Blog Talk Radio, presented by, you know, Spirit Talk Radio. And I'm here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Callers are welcome. You can call in at 760-888-5700. I am not a psychic. However, I can answer questions. I can support you. I am a life coach and a business strategist, and I use the power and the energy of yes in all my coaching. So feel free to give us a call. Ask us anything you'd like. We are having a workshop on December 26th, the day after Christmas, is Saturday, 1 p.m. It's going to be a Zoom, so you're going to need the link so that you can join. I will happily send you the link. You're going to have to ask me to invite you. You can write to me at my email address, pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's pamheath@yescoach4u.com. Or you can go to my social media Facebook page. I am Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. And you can send me a private message there. And I can send you a link to the Vision Board workshop we're having on December 26th. The opportunity for you to create 2021 and finally put to bed 2020, which has been a rip-roaring, extraordinary year, a very confronting, challenging year. And we are quite ready to be done with this year. So let's be complete with it by, you know, we'll take a few moments to chant and to pray, to clear the air and to meditate, and then we'll create your future by generating your vision board. I'll give you some tips, some hints, and some really good pointers on how to go about it. Anybody who completes their vision board during the course of the workshop will get a prize. I'm giving away prizes. So let's join Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, Saturday, December 26th, for the Vision Board Workshop. In the meantime, I'm also holding a business strategist on digital marketing for the coming year on December 26th. I and my business partners in Yes GPS Strategic Planning. That is also a Zoom. And you can go to my Yes GPS Strategic Planning Facebook page and find out more about it. We have these two opportunities on the 26th, the Vision Board Workshop, and on the 30th, which is Wednesday following the Vision Board Workshop, we're having a digital marketing strategy session for business owners, specifically for those of you who are struggling with how to take on 2021, parading from 2020. Some of you were, you know, struggling big time, and now the money is starting to flow. You want to know where to put your marketing dollars, how to go about marketing in this new age where live in person is just not possible right now. If you are seeing people in person, it's certainly not in the numbers that you've probably been used to. Right now, virtual is king. It's all about being virtual. And I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. There will be strides. They have the COVID, you know, coronavirus vaccine, and it's going to be distributed, and people are going to start to see a light at the end of the tunnel, which is exciting. I'm excited. But the thing you want to know is that profoundly, you know, that may not necessarily, you know, be something that's going to, you know, rule the day. In other words, you know, what I'm trying to say is that just because the the vaccine is here doesn't mean we're out of the woods. You know, we're not out of the woods yet. We're not out of the woods. So it's time to go virtual. Join me, Pam Heath, on December 30th, which is a Wednesday. We're going to give you some business advice around your strategy, marketing your business. And the next thing that we're going to be doing for next week, Thursday, which is Christmas, we're going to be dark. We're going to be taking the night off. And though Christmas is Friday, the 25th, Thursday, the 24th is Christmas Eve, and we're going to be dark, not going to be having a show on Christmas Eve. And then the following week, on New Year's Eve, we are going to have a show. And part of that show is going to be prepping for 2021. You know, and how we're going to prep for 2021 is we're going to take on, we're going to take on whatever you need to clear up or complete for your life and your goals for your life. So, yay! We have a lot going on for the next 2 weeks in the Science of Yes and with Blog Talk Radio and with the New Age Guild. We're doing our vision board workshop on the 26th. I have a business strategy for digital marketing on the 30th, and on the 31st, New Year's Eve, at 8 o'clock, hopefully you're not out partying, you're at home being safe with the stay-at-home order, that we are going to bring in the new year, not quite, you know, but preparing for the coming year on my show, The Science of Yes, so hopefully I'll see you there. And the other thing to take on for yourself in your life is understanding that everything that happens, happens for a reason. And this is my belief. This is my philosophy inside of the Science of Yes. If you're struggling right now, if you're dealing with issues, if you're dealing with things that are difficult for you, there's a reason that that's going on. And I highly encourage you to hang in there. Hang in there. You know, you can call. You can speak to me, and I'll help you. I'll support you and empower you so that you can keep going, keep going. There is power and passion and joy coming. Whenever there is a hardship, whenever there is a struggle, there's something coming, and I want you to know it's coming for you. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Everything's going to turn out. It really is. Everything is going to turn out. So just hold your head up. Keep yourself going. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid at all. So this is Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach. It's Thursday, the Science of Yes. Every week we talk here about the energy of yes and how you can leverage your knowledge and power in the energy of yes to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. So I am here every week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can call me here at 760-888-5700. You can also reach out to me via social media. I am Pam Heath, the Yes Coach on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I am on Instagram. I do have a Snapchat account, and yesterday, lo and behold, I joined another one. It's called Clubhouse. I joined Clubhouse. I don't know much about it. I really don't. People were telling me I should. So I did. And if you want to talk about it, because I really don't understand it, somebody was telling me to join it, so I did. Don't really, you know, to me, it's like Twitter, Twatter, Tweeter. I don't know. It's just another one of those. Clubhouse, another social media thing that I just learned about and I joined yesterday. So I'm on Clubhouse. And what else? What else do I want to say before I complete this show? Let's see. So, you know, I don't always go to the end, the bitter end of the show, especially when I don't have callers. You know, I am taking the week off, Christmas week, so I'm thinking that I will end now and wish you all a very, very happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I hope you get lots of presents. I encourage you to stay in to honor the stay-at-home order. It's just safest. The coronavirus is out there, and just because they have a vaccine doesn't mean you should go run out in the streets, you know, courting disaster. For right now, just stay at home. So many people have this terrible illness, and they're struggling with it. So please, stay home. Make yourself a nice little, you know, dinner for you and yours, and enjoy the holiday season of 2020. And next year you can go out and